A historic symbol of U.S.-Canada cooperation has become the latest casualty of rising political tensions, as the Haskell Free Library and Opera House condemned a unilateral decision by U.S. authorities to block Canadian access to the building. Situated in the Quebec town of Stanstead and the U.S. state of Vermont, the library straddles the border and has, for over a century, welcomed visitors from both nations. Its main entrance lies on the U.S. side. But Canadians have long been able to access it freely, crossing an invisible border marked only by a strip of black tape across the floors of the entrance and reading rooms. In a joint statement late Thursday, officials from Stanstead and the Haskell Free Library said the United States move compromises Canadian visitors' access to a historic symbol of cooperation and harmony and undermines the spirit of cross-border collaboration that defines this iconic location. The closure also reportedly requires major infrastructure changes to meet new security conditions. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has not commented publicly on the decision. The development comes amid heightened rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump, who has reignited tensions with Canada through renewed threats to annex the country and the imposition of steep tariffs on Canadian exports. U.S. Senator Peter Welch of Vermont weighed in on social media, calling the reports of the closure troubling and an escalation. "Vermont loves Canada," he wrote. "This shared cultural institution celebrates a partnership between our two nations. The library, built in 1905, is unique in its location, deliberately constructed to sit on both sides of the border as a symbol of friendship between neighbors. But that symbolism has been strained." In January, U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem visited the site unannounced. According to Haskell's Executive Director Deborah Bishop, Noem crossed into the Canadian side during her tour, declaring USA number one and referring to Canada as the 51st state. "She did this on three occasions," Bishop told CTV News. "There was no mention of Canada, just the 51st state." The remarks, Bishop said, were not well received. "We welcomed her with courtesy and respect, and I think she should have reacted in the same way. When you step over that line, you are technically in Canada. So maybe be respectful towards the people in the room who are Canadian," she added. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney dismissed Trump's annexation talk as crazy last week and reiterated that any discussions with the U.S. must respect Canada's sovereignty.